Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have some baseball talk this morning. Yeah, we've been talking a little bit about baseball earlier, but we're going to talk more baseball right now. We have with us on our KGLO live line Josh Merrill, who is the new head baseball coach at North Iowa Area Community College at NIAC. Coach, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So give everybody a little bit of a background tour of Josh Merrill. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you've been and how you wound up at NIAC.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's been a journey. I said, the committee hiring, they were kind of like, man, you're well-versed. So, that just means that, I've been a lot of different places and done a lot of different things, I guess. So I played at junior college in Southeast Kansas, Neosho County Community College, and then I went to a Division I in Arkansas Little Rock, and then I actually got hurt, and so I finished up at a Division II in Tennessee. So my wife should have known with all that that there would be some moving around. So I went back and I coached at Neosho County and was there for 2.5 years, and then I got the assistant coaching job at the University of Southern Indiana, and that's where I'm coming to NIAC from. So I kind of had the chance to play and coach at the NCAA and the JUCO level, and I couldn't quite get past the JUCO level, though. I love the relationships and kind of getting the chance to take young men and teach them a little bit about life as well as teach them how to throw and hit and run. So I'm excited to be at NIAC and hopefully be here for a good amount of time. My wife doesn't like moving, so I think we're gonna stay put for a while.
Yeah, well, you mentioned your wife, but you've got a family coming along, right?
Yes. So we're a family of six that's gonna be headed to Mason City. So my wife, then we have a 6-year-old son, a 4-year-old son, a 2-year-old daughter, and a 2-month-old daughter. So we definitely have a lot of emotions in the house at all aspects of time, whether it be crying, laughing, or a combination of both.
And they all love baseball.
Yes, they do.
Well, Josh, tell us what was most attractive about the position at NIAC?
Yeah, I think being around junior college baseball, and then on top of that, being around the NCAA recruiting, it was very easy to see what NIAC had and the players that they're shelling out. And I mean that goes well beyond this year or anything like that. I mean, I remember watching in years past, Coach Sanis, Coach Herbert. I mean, those guys did a fantastic job with the program. So they built something that was recognizable and had a well reputation with it. So it was one of those things. When I saw the job open, I told my wife, I said, I got to apply to this because, this is a job that doesn't require much fixing. This is a job where you can kind of go in, you can kind of spread your wings, build your culture. But, I mean, it's not a rebuild by any means at all. This is something that they just need someone to kind of keep the wheels turning. And so that was exciting for me is, it's a program that's well-known and well-recognized. It was an honor and a privilege that the hiring committee, chose me for the job because I know there was a lot of really good applicants in that pool.
Yeah, I think when people take a look and they see the number of NIAC baseball players who have gone on to higher level 4-year schools and then on to professional baseball at all levels, it is pretty impressive.
Yes, for sure. I mean, they're shelling out guys kind of all over the place and, so it's a tribute to kind of two things. The former coaches have recruited really, really well, and they've developed really well. And I think that's something that I want to continue with is, I want to recruit well, and I think once you have guys under your care, you have to develop them. Guys are coming to junior college for a reason, and that's to get better every single day. So I don't plan to kind of change the formula that the other guys have had in the past. It's recruit Iowa and Minnesota really well, and then develop really well daily.
So as a coach, what is your strength? What would you say?
Yeah, I pitched in college. So this is kind of where I start telling people this, and they kind of say, okay, this is interesting. So pitched in college, had a really good career. I threw really hard. Sometimes didn't know where it was going, but I threw really hard. And then when I got into coaching, I started in like the high school level and like the private sector, and I was doing all pitching. And then when I went to Neosho County, our head coach, Steve Murray, who's an idol of mine, he's kind of the reason why I want to be a junior college coach. He's been at Neosho for this next year will be 36 years. He said, "Hey, I know you know pitching. You tell me you want to be a head coach, I'm going to take you out of your comfort zone. You're going to work with the offense. You're going to work with hitters." And so my first thing was, "All right, coach, you want to get shut out every day like you're talking to a pitcher. What can I really do?" And he said, "I know you're a smart guy, and I know you're going to do your research, and you're going to make sure that you know exactly the ins and outs of the swing." And then, you know, after that year, he goes, "Hey, you want to know why I did that? Is because I wanted you to be the best head coach you can be, and that's knowing the pitching side and the hitting side." So the last 3 years I've worked with the offense. And so I feel like, you know, this is not my way of saying I know it all, because I don't, but, the background that I've had in the pitching side as a player and the background that I've had as the, on the offensive side as a coach, has kind of made me pretty well versed. You know, if a pitcher comes up to me and says, "Hey coach, what am I doing?" I can help them. If a hitter comes up and says, "Coach, what am I doing?" I can help them. So, I think if you talk about what a strength is, my strength is being well-versed and kind of knowing both sides of the ball.
Obviously, you had a chance to check out facilities when you were here on campus at NIAC, and then no doubt you had a chance to swing by Roosevelt Field and see where the games are played. What'd you think?
Oh, it's incredible. Like I said, I mean, you talk about the history of guys coming through and having success. There's no wonder why, on top of the great coaches that they've had, but the facilities that NIAC is providing for these guys on a daily basis is unreal. So Roosevelt, man, I walked up there and loved it instantly. And then, you know, all the indoor stuff that NIAC has, and, you know, the amount of resources that the athletic department is giving baseball. I mean, yeah, I'm really pumped to get in and get going just because of kind of all the things right at our fingertips that we have access to.
Josh, have you talked to any of the kids that are scheduled to be back next year?
Yes. So we set up a Zoom call pretty quick after I got the job. And just, I wanted to introduce myself. You know, Cam, the athletic director, and myself thought that was the priority number one after taking the job, was just to introduce myself and let them ask any questions. So, you know, I'm a very big relational guy. You know, I'm not a, "Hey, what have you done for me lately" guy. I'm a, you know, I want to know well beyond, "Hey, how are you feeling on the field?" But, you know, "Hey, how's classes going? How's things going?" And so to me, that was very important for me to get those guys on a Zoom call and just show my face in front of them, let them know that I'm there for them. And so I've had some really good conversations after that Zoom call with guys that just reached out saying, "Hey, I wanted to introduce myself." And so, yeah, I mean, that's the big part. I think the biggest part is kind of getting to know who's coming in, because it's going to be a pretty quick transition. You know, the summer's going to go pretty quick. I wanted to kind of start a relationship with these guys before they come in August.
What do you need to fill out a roster? Are you still looking to add to that?
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple guys that we're still looking for. I would say pitching is kind of the main thing. So good for him. You know, sad for us. You know, one of our returners that was a freshman that really had a really good year, just committed to the University of Minnesota. So, you know, he let me know, and I was like, "Man, hey, you got to do what's right for you, and it sounds like a really good opportunity." So, you know, we're going to have to fill in some gaps with that. You know, I think every school in the country right now is in the same boat. They're looking for pitching. So that's kind of where we're at. So I will, like I said, I'm in Indiana still. We're our house looks like a war zone. We're throwing stuff in boxes. Trying to get everything up there. But, you know, I'll be out probably the end of June, and I'll be out every single weekend looking for guys. So, I mean, I don't think recruiting ever stops. You know, once we get done with our 22 class, we're going to roll right into the 23 class. So if there's anyone listening that's interested in NIAC, definitely reach out. I'd love to kind of hear about you and kind of see your schedule, because I'm going to be out in full force here in a couple weeks.
And one of the great things then, Coach, about what happens in the state of Iowa, we have summer high school baseball, so they're still playing.
Yes. So I got out, and on the day that I came out and checked out campus, Mason City was playing. So, yeah, I got to check that out, which I keep forgetting because, you know, Kansas and Indiana, they're basically done with high school baseball. So I keep forgetting that Iowa plays. So that'll be great that I'll be able to basically catch the end of that and the postseason runs for some teams coming in the end of June.
Should be fun. Should be fun. Have you found a place to live? Have you got everything falling into place here?
we have not. So we are, you know, checking the – obviously it's tough being, you know, 9 hours away. So we're checking Zillow and we're checking, you know, those things. So I think Mason City's housing market's going kind of like everyone else's, you know, and things are going pretty quick. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone has any tips on anything like that, let us know. We're looking for a place where a family of six can kind of live comfortably. So, my wife, I'm kind of laid back with that stuff. I'm like, something will open up. And my wife's like, no, we need to know. We're actively looking.
Well, if I could be of any help, just pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, Tim, remember that time on the radio said you'd help? If I can help in any way, just let me know, will you?
Awesome. I definitely will.
Hey, great to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting you in person, Josh. And I know you'll enjoy Mason City, you'll enjoy North Iowa, and you'll enjoy certainly coaching at NIAC.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking some time with me, and I'm looking really forward to getting into Mason City, getting to know the community, and obviously taking over the reins at NIAC. So thank you so much for having me on.
Josh, take care. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Tim. Thanks, man.
You bet. Take care. Again, that's the new baseball coach at NIAC, Josh Merrill, who just hired as the baseball coach at North Iowa Area Community College. I'm Tim Fleming.